Thank you, Fred. My name is James Sagerton. This is the Pacifica National Finance Committee meeting for February 14th, 2023. We believe we have a quorum. R. Paul, Secretary, would you please take the roll?
Yes, please answer up when you hear your name. Grace Aaron, Sharon Adams.
Here.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Here.
Amal Harris.
Here.
Julie Hewitt.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. James McFadden.
Here.
Sean Kelly McPherson.
I am.
James Sagerton.
Here.
Susan Young.
Here.
That's nine. You have a quorum.
Very good. Thank you, R. Paul. Sean, I've got to say that's a good one. I am. I understand somebody else said that once. All right. So that's convening the meeting. We did a roll call. Now we have the agenda to adopt. I will read the agenda and then move to adopt it. The agenda reads as follows. Agenda 1, convene meeting. 2, roll call. 3, adopt agenda. 4, minutes. And you said for 5 minutes, R. Paul, correct?
Yes.
5 is report from the executive director with Q&A if needed or available, 20 minutes. 6 is review of the draft consolidated financials for quarter 1 of fiscal year 23 with executive director Stephanie Wells for 50 minutes. Stephanie, you know that's adjustable. And 7 is review of the fiscal year 22 consolidated finance. Oh, that's the same. Sorry, that got doubled up. So number 7 would be discuss next meeting dates, or however you have it worded, R. Paul. How did you word that one?
Wait a minute. Okay, hold on. Okay, number 6 is draft financials for Q1, first quarter of FY23, but 7 is FY22, so that should stay there, I think.
That is a separate item. Then, so number 8 will be discuss future meeting dates. And number 9 is
adjourn no later than 10:15 p.m. Eastern, et cetera.
Very good. Thank you, R. Paul. Okay, is there any discussion of the agenda? Hearing none, is there any objection to the agenda as read? Hearing none, that's adopted. And we will move now to the minutes. And R. Paul, whenever you're ready.
Whoops. Almost dropped the phone. Okay. I move that we approve the minutes of the December 13th, 2022 public NFC meeting.
Is there any discussion? Additions, subtractions, changes. Is there any objection? Hearing none, that's adopted with the proviso that that can be changed at any time as needed in the future. Anything else, R. Paul?
Yes, there's also the issue of the minutes of the August 30th, 2022 meeting. I couldn't be there. I wasn't there. So I've been suggesting that we have somebody who was there just put together some kind of basic minutes. And we really do need to address this one way or another.
Okay, I'm going to give the committee members another chance at this golden apple. Anybody care to volunteer? All right, I'll go ahead and take care of that.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for reminding us. And I assume that concludes the minutes, R. Paul?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we'll go to number 5 on the agenda, report from the executive director with Q&A Q&A if needed or available. And that's 20 minutes, Stephanie, and you can take as little or as much of that as you wish.
Thank you. The consolidated financials for, and it is just a draft, from for the first quarter of fiscal year 23 were sent to everyone. The consolidated this for each division. The only division that is not there is the affiliate, and we are still working on getting them their own basically tab in the spreadsheet, but that's because we're still working on getting all of the accounts that are necessary set up in Great Plains and then working on getting that training. You'll also notice on some of the divisions there are still some blanks that are in that last in the last quarter, because a lot of the income that was, or the revenue that was plugged in, wasn't broken down. It was just submitted in as revenue. And so we're still in the process of trying to break some of that down. We've gotten kind of a breakdown from KPFK already of their car donations, and we're also received a breakdown of any sort of major donor income. So now it's just a matter of getting that subtracted and, from that general revenue line and plugging it into the necessary steps. So it is, again, a draft, but at least we're able to pull what we needed to pull.
Stephanie, could you hold for just a moment? Yes. Stephanie, could you hold for a moment? There's some background noise that is interfering with me. I don't know about anybody else, but if whoever's got that, could they mute, please? All right, go ahead, Stephanie.
Okay. As I said, there are some blanks in there, and a lot of those highlight marks are really just when Markeisha and I have been going through it, so we can just remind ourselves what needs to be done. On the national office list, there is an income from the affiliates, so that we at least have that pulled out. But as I said, that will then turn into its own spreadsheet. When you're looking at this, you have a comparison of 2 years ago.
Stephanie, before we go to look at it, I don't know if you were following all our back and forth about this agenda that was developing as we were speaking. What we were having now is your general report with Q&A for 20 minutes. This is like what we do every meeting at the beginning. And the actual report on the actual Q1 financials is the next item on the agenda. It doesn't really matter. It's all you. So however you want to approach it, if you just want to continue, go ahead. But if you have a more general report, we can do it when you're done with this if you want.
The general report really is kind of, we're working on each of the divisions with their revenue. We're looking on additional ways to decrease the expenses as need be. It kind of is tied in, but by, now kind of having a general idea of the first quarter revenue and expenses, I'm now projecting out for the second quarter, even though we are, obviously already soon to end that second quarter, but being able to then figure out projections so that each of the divisions has a better idea of what their monthly income needs to be compared to their monthly expenses, and hopefully we can try to catch and make any sort of adjustments as need be. All of the divisions are looking at ways to cut back on their expenses and generate revenue, and that just is pretty much our daily work. Questions?
Any questions on that for Stephanie?
This is Beth with a question.
Go ahead, Beth. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, I don't remember ever having decided as a committee or as the PNB that we were going to switch from monthly to quarterly financials. And I understand that we're still in the process of trying to catch up with ourselves after the transition from NEDA, but I'm wondering what the plan is? What's been the delay in providing monthly financials? Like 5, going on 6 months out from the NEDA transition, and what can we, when can we anticipate getting back to a monthly schedule? Thank you.
Just by chance, we're still doing financials monthly, and I mean, and that's with all of these, with the consolidated financials that everybody has, it is broken down by month. It just happens to be that this is ending with the first quarter. The delay was that a lot of the information on the financials that we were getting prior were not in Great Plains. It would then be transferred over to Great Plains. So when we lost working with NEDA, a lot of the revenue and the expenses and the revenue that were put into Great Plains were just as one lump number. And it was just put in at the end of the month as one number. And then all of that needed to be broken down based upon bank reconciliations. The and then not having access to Great Plains was pretty not, you know, that delayed things as well. There's still quite a few divisions that don't have bank reconciliations. And so we, some as far back as a year. So we are now having to reconcile all of those bank statements. And for most of the divisions, that's very difficult because it's a lot of bank reconciliations. And we're entering into our pre-audit phase as well. So we have to get all of those done in order to match everything up with the invoices that we have or we don't have and make sure that they were coded to the correct line item rather than just this is an expense. And then we have to go back and try to determine what that expense was for. And that's pretty much across the board. It's not one division or another that's that way, but a lot of it was just the information that we received when we were moving into just doing it ourselves wasn't done in Great Plains. So we've had to transfer that information over to Great Plains. But the goal is to still do everything, obviously, by month. This one, by chance, just happened to be October, November, December.
Stephanie, I have a question or a comment. I'm sorry, Beth, were you done?
Just to follow up on that, to be clear, then, when can we expect to begin to receive timely monthly reports again in the future? And are all the units providing you and Markeisha with timely information so as not to hold up the process? Thank you.
The units are providing information. It's not always timely, and it's not in the if it's not being put into Great Plains, then we're receiving it in a spreadsheet that then has to be manually put in. So there's a lot of adding in of, you know, putting in numbers in the system because it's not being put in originally. And you can't put in, you know, you can't have adequate numbers for February if you can't have the correct numbers for February if you haven't put everything in for January. And then you have to check January numbers against the bank reconciliation statement to make sure that they all match. So we have to basically do it 1 month at a time per division in order to make sure that all the information is correct.
So then can we anticipate regular monthly financials again from this point on?
Well, we haven't quite finished the January-February financials. I mean, obviously not February, but the January. And so as soon as we get everything clean from December, then we can make sure that we have the January. So there's still some things that are missing from some of the divisions, even still from January. So we're working on trying to get those blanks filled in, and then we can have clean January statements. So my goal is that by the second or third week of each month, we would have the financials from the month prior. So today, you know, we would have financials from January rather than, you know, today having the financials from December.
Okay, thank you. I'll be looking forward to that.
Thank you, Beth. I've got you come out. I'm going to go back and ask the question that I wanted to ask a moment ago, if you don't mind. You good with that, Kamal?
Not at all. Yeah, not at all. No.
Good. Why not? Okay. So, Stephanie, I just want to say I was assuming that a lot of the issue in the delay was Great Plains not being up and running, and it certainly is great news that it is now back and running. But I remember from last session we talked about it was up and running, but not everything wasn't fully – you know, people weren't able to use it as fully as they should be. And I'm not sure whether, you know, where the issue with that was. But as far as the hardware or the software, rather, of Great Plains itself, is that now functioning well for us and that's up and running and no issues?
There are no issues that I'm aware of.
Good. That's very good news. And I'm sure that accounted for a lot of the delay. And finally, I think later we're going to schedule an executive session for our next meeting. And I hope we can drill down a little bit further into whatever is going on with the information flow and how that's going. And whether items are moving regularly, if everything is working okay in terms of the personnel with Great Plains. So hopefully we can do that at our next session. Kamal.
Okay. Speaking of drill down, Stephanie, if I could drill down just a little bit on the question about timeliness and whether or not the divisions are providing timely information. With regards to that, are the divisions mostly giving you whatever they have that you have to enter manually pre-coded? Do they already indicate what their expenses are for? And is the GL account information identified, which, of course, if it's not, would also slow you down that much more? Are they providing the information pre-coded, or are you having to go back, try to, you know, interpret and or go back and ask questions about the manual stuff you have to enter?
We do have to interpret with some of the divisions, or, you know, somebody will just send something that's an expense and maybe they forgot to code it, or they didn't code it correctly, or they coded it what they would think would be a personnel cost when really that could have been, you know, put over to a computer cost if it was a person that was working on IT. So a lot of it is just kind of breaking it down. So not always is it coded, or it's just an invoice with the, you know, note that says it was paid, but not necessarily drilled down with the details of what that was for. But the majority is coming in, but it's still kind of, you know, having to then plug it all together. Or if somebody, again, says it's phone, was that phone for an office? Was that phone for personnel? Was that phone for a call center? You know, something that's a little more detailed than just phone.
And one quick follow-up. Thank you for that. Would the organization benefit from, like, a training where we could bring in some of the financial folks who are preparing this financial information for each of the sites, bring them together via Zoom, and kind of walk through some of the steps in and around getting the information to you already coded, and then that way maybe we could improve that if we do have to continue to manually enter these transactions. Could we benefit from some sort of training, maybe an hour and a half on a particular day?
Yes, very much so. And we do have someone that we're working on to come in and help with training just from the Great Plains standpoint, but they charge by the quarter hour. And so we want to make sure that the training is very specific to our needs, and then we're going to record that training and then be able to share that in an open session with everybody that's serving as a business manager capacity, whether it's a volunteer or a staff member at each of the stations. We want to try to utilize be as cost efficient as possible with the training.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Anyone else? I will take a moment here to note that I think we, I got my version of this at any rate at, I think it was 6:26 this evening. So, you know, I understand that people have not had a chance to review it altogether. Although I had seen some of it prior to that, we can, you know, as we've done in the past, we can, give this a closer look at our next meeting to accommodate for those who haven't had a chance to look at it yet.
Well, this is Sharon. I have a question.
Go ahead, Sharon.
Come out of the staff.
Come out.
Okay.
Is that James?
Yeah, McFadden to the staff.
Okay, I got you. Gotcha, McFadden. Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay, I mean, I didn't really look at it too much, but I did look at KPFA briefly. And so I do have a question as to why it's showing a negative numbers for October, November, and December of 2022 for the revenue.
Again, the numbers that we plug in are the numbers that we receive, so that might easily have something to do with money that was levied from their account, that is now being charged against that.
Strange. Okay, well, I guess we can look into that more. Because, I mean, I don't understand why there would, even if you're saying that because of the money that was levied against the Cape, because, I mean, the revenue line should still show as a revenue, like listener support line 8 should show some money coming in, shouldn't it? And then if there was money levied out, that should be on a different line. But the listener support line shows a negative number.
Exactly. Line 8. If you look at it, everything is just listed as listener support. There's all the other options that you have. I mean, because that looks as if, again, this is how things are plugged into or given, you know, plugged into Great Plains, is that everything is listed as listener support, basically. Well, you had to have made some money of listener support. And otherwise, you know, that looks like you've given people refunds of $81,000 in October.
Right. Yeah.
So it's not, there's an example of coding that just isn't making sense based upon how it gets shown for Great Plains.
Okay, I understand. Thanks.
Kamau?
Okay, I did look at the consolidated portion, and I actually was going back just to kind of look at the complete year for 22, October through September. And it doesn't appear to me that the numbers foot. So going across, if I were to sum listener support October to September, the total is supposed to be $2.1 million. Is that correct? Because it doesn't sum to that. I'll give you the details. Yeah. So I'm on the consolidated sheet.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first one. I'm going from column F, row 8, and I'm trying to sum F8 through Q8. That should give me the full year of listener support on the consolidated sheet. And I think, maybe that's not true, shouldn't that total R, or is that something else where it says total prior year?
Total R, total year prior is the first 3 months of the year prior. So the first 3 months of fiscal year 22 October, November, December equal $2,173,02. And so that
okay,
total
so you're
year,
doing, yeah.
The title mm-hmm. of that should really mm-hmm. technically read total prior year quarter one.
Okay,
so I would
now
that
I've got you.
They listed as total quarter year. So the first quarter of 2020 of fiscal year 22 was $2,170,000. The first quarter of 23 is $1,204,000.
Perfect. Thank you. That helps a lot. Thank mm-hmm. you so much.
R. Paul. Paul for stat. James, are you on mute?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was muted. Yeah, I got you for stat, Paul. I was calling on McFadden. He was next.
Yeah, I'm next. Maybe I'll come back to consolidate. I looked also at KPFA sheet, and I'm totally baffled by the first 3 months of the fiscal quarter. Just for the same reason Sharon was, I understand how you can show negative listener support unless you're giving out prizes that are, you know, without getting a donation. That makes no sense at all. And I thought there was a, I have to go back and look through my notes, but I thought there was a fundraiser in those first 3 months. And I thought we had a fundraiser in December. I just can't quite remember. So there should have been positive numbers in there. The most dramatic is that it shows that KPFA lost $1 million in the first quarter, and that seems very unusual. It's not anything like any other quarter at all. So, so somehow I think some numbers are not getting entered or something. I think there's got to be some mistake here.
Right. Yeah, in there, in KPFA's holiday pledge drive, which I think was the 6th through the 16th or the 15th or something like that. I know that they had roughly about 475,000 pledged of a $300,000 goal. So that I don't see as being put in there at this point. Possibly those numbers weren't given to us until in January, but those should be showing up in December. But again, when we run the reports based upon, you know, the numbers that were given to us or the numbers that were put into Great Plains, then when it's run like this, it then gives us the opportunity to sit down with their business, you know, business managers and the treasurers and the general managers and say, okay, what is this? What went wrong? Let's try to, you know, see where the numbers are having a problem. Hence why it does draft.
Are the numbers that go in, are they put in by the KPFA business manager? Is that punches the numbers in, or does the numbers?
Yes, I believe in KPFA it does. Yes.
Who actually enters the numbers?
The business manager there.
I guess this is a question for treasurer and or the previous treasurer, because this was under, was it Chris Corey, I guess, was, you know, he would, I guess, know what's going on here, but he's no longer with us in this meeting. I'm totally baffled. I'm hoping Sharon will be able to track this down and figure out what's going on. All right. I'll let the next person ask questions.
Thank you, McFadden. R. Paul.
Okay. I want to just ask on the consolidated, getting down to line one, net income, net loss for year-to-date actual, that number is correct, consolidated, in cell Y1, what is it, V151?
I don't have a 151, 121, maybe?
I have 151, consolidated 151. It's net income, net loss for consolidated.
Correct.
That number is correct.
According to the numbers that then those are all based upon, numbers that are then pulled from each individual division. So
if
we have a problem with the numbers with KPFA, that will then populate the fields in the consolidated and view those numbers as well.
Okay. The other part of it is this spreadsheet is a pile of numbers. It's not really spreadsheeting. In other words, the number I just mentioned should be adding some numbers before it. And it's not a sum, it's just the number there, and that's the way everything is. I hope we can get formulas in the next set of financial documents.
Well, it's pre-populated. I know the formula isn't showing up there, so it might be. I'll have to ask Marquisha where the formulas live.
When I look at it, I see just a flat number. So it's not drawing in a number from anywhere else. It's just an exported spreadsheet. It may as well be a PDF instead of a spreadsheet at this point. So that's what I'm asking about is, it's good if we could get the actual spreadsheet, which shows how everything relates to everything else pretty much. And that helps a lot, as opposed to just a number dump. Thank you.
Do you want to respond to that, Stephanie?
Well, it pulls from Great Plains, and Great Plains has the formulas that are creating this spreadsheet. So we'll go back into Great Plains, and it might be when we pull the numbers from Great Plains and it gives us an Excel spreadsheet, it's creating this from the numbers that were plugged into Great Plains. So the formulas for these are in there and give us these numbers. But I'll see if there's kind of another way that we can then pull it that would populate the formulas that Great Plains is creating when it's pulling these numbers from the other spreads.
And just to reiterate, this is a draft, and you already mentioned that there are some things missing that need to be plugged in here still. Did I hear someone else asking for the stack?
Well, if I could just offer, this has come out. If I could just offer bit there, I think what you're looking at is essentially an exported report. And typically, some of the larger accounting systems don't export formulas into the report. It exports it into a format that's Excel, but it's not always going to give you the formulas that are going to add and are going to sum the totals or give you the net numbers as to what's populating the cell. So, you can try, Stephanie, I guess, to try and export a report that would contain the formulas. I'd be surprised, but you may have to do some, additional work as it comes into Excel in order for everyone to kind of see the formulas.
Experience. Our formulas live. Right, that's what I was, kind of saying. The formulas live within Great Plains, and this is an export of what is put into Great Plains, and Great Plains populates these fields based upon the input and formulas of the other sheets. So,
Mr. Chair, if I may again.
All right, let me just see if Stephanie was done. Paul, hold on. Stephanie, were you done? I thought you were still talking.
No, I'm done.
Okay, go ahead, Art Paul.
Yeah, I just want to say we've been getting the formulas with these things for a long, long time, and I think it should still be possible to do them, and it really helps. The thing with a number dump is you look at a number and you say, huh, what happened with that? And when you click on it, you get the number. Now what you have to do is you have to, like, take all of the numbers in front of it, put it into another spreadsheet, and try adding it up and see if it comes out to the same number. That's really onerous to do for a whole big spreadsheet. And so, it's a problem. It's been done in the past all the time for years and years and years. And so I think it should be doable these days. So I hope we can get the formulas and stuff in the future spreadsheets. That's all. Thank you.
I know that when we look at the budgets in particular, we would have those formulas. So, and I know that the consolidated financials that were given to us prior from NEDA weren't pulled from Great Plains, but was pulled from their system. But we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, and I'll just add, I think, even though it predates me, Arpal is correct, of course, that we used to have formulas. We've been through a period of years where we did not. And more's the pity is how many feel about that. Anyone else with any questions on this?
This is Beth.
Go ahead, Beth.
Thanks. I just want to reiterate that in an organization in as great a state of financial precarity as we are now, it's absolutely vital that the finance committee and the board receive information while there's still while it's still current enough that we could base sound decisions on it. When it languishes for months at a time at a point when we're in a position of having to make really, really wrenching decisions, it's irresponsible of us as a board not to require more, because it feels precarious to try to base decisions based on as little as we have to go on. Thank you.
Anyone else?
I have a question. Kamal again.
Go ahead, Kamal.
Well, I'm sorry, one more question. So, just to follow up there on that timeliness, is there a requirement from the stations to produce financial information by X date? Do we have anything in writing? Has there been a normative in and around when this information should be provided to the national office in order to produce those financials? I'm new to this, so I'm just trying to understand, is there a cycle that everyone has a rhythm around, or is that just whenever they can get it done?
There is a cycle. There are emails that are sent out on a regular basis from Markeisha to each division regarding, and I'm CC'd on them as well, like when payroll is due, when insurance payments are due, what that does is, when bank reconciliations are due, when financials are due, and Markeisha is on the phone with whoever is handling the finances at each station on a weekly basis. So there's a lot of conversations going on.
But again, not all of it is done in a timely manner.
I'm just going to take a stab at adding to that answer, Stephanie. As Kamau pointed out, he is new at this, and in case there are other people listening out there who are also, you know, getting their first or early taste of some of this, our situation is much different from what it once was. There was a time back some time ago where the stations had business managers, you know, we had accountants, and we got audits done on a timely basis, and things were humming along because we were flush with revenue. And we've fallen on some harder times. We don't have regular accountants anymore. We've got one of our station business managers now acting as our national business manager. We don't have a CFO. We're struggling to get this together. It's improving. We had that issue with Great Plains. So, yeah, we are crawling, and then hopefully we're walking, and hopefully we'll be running. But, yeah, it's a process, and lack of personnel has been a main factor in all of this. Anyone else? Stephanie, did you, we had arranged the agenda for you to give your report, which you did initially. Then we talked about these financials. Is there anybody who wants to go back to the consolidated 22 financials and ask any questions they might have had since we reviewed them last time? Okay, not hearing any. I'll take that off the agenda for next time. Anything else you'd like to add, Stephanie?
No.
I'm going to just ask you a general question. How are things going with this? I know, you know, Great Plains was not running for a while. It was very difficult. Now it's running and we're catching up. I know you got a question about when can we anticipate being back to some semblance of more normal. How's it going? Are you, is this, you know, taking up a disproportionate amount of your time? I know Markeisha must be working like crazy.
Markeisha is working like crazy. And, you know, just when we start trying to catch up with something, and I'm helping her with the bank reconciliations, we are, you know, in the midst of starting the audit. Also today, we just got notification that now it's time to start with our 2022 taxes. So there's multiple things that are happening all at one time, and it all requires different types of information. So we have, you know, again, this we've received today, probably about a 15 to 20 page spreadsheet with information that all needs to be filled out in order for us to prepare for the 2022 taxes. So, and those are things as the audit that are on us that are very time sensitive. So we have, and then a lot of the divisions have SAGAFTRA reporting that we need to put in as well. With some of that, a lot of that is due tomorrow. So that includes, you know, going back and looking through benefits paid and hours worked, and again, a lot of formulas and paperwork and things that need to be filled out. So it's multiple moving parts with different deadlines for a lot of different things that need to happen. So it's being done, but a lack of personnel is it takes quite a bit of time.
Stephanie, have you given any thought, and I know this is a sort of a ridiculous question at this point in time, but periodically somebody says, well, why don't we put out a call for volunteers? I guess to have even a financial professional volunteer kind of stumble into the middle of this might be more distracting and take more time than just struggling through it yourself. But have you given any thought, and is it at all realistic to think that maybe we might find some people out there who if we called on them, would come in. Is there anything they could help us with that you can think of?
Yes, we have reached out to some volunteers that are willing to help us, particularly with some of the bank reconciliations. So we have been having conversations with people just to make sure that they are aware of what needs to be done. We don't have to then start, you know, kind of training a group of people to figure out or a person how to deal with the bank reconciliation or even how to manipulate, a spreadsheet or move things around in Excel. So we have talked to a couple of people, and then because they're dealing with if we do go that route and we're dealing with people with finances, then they'll be signing NDAs as well. So we did start talking with people a couple of weeks ago.
Good. Would it be remiss on my part if I suggested now that if there's anybody out there listening who has some experience with Great Plains or other financial background that they think might be helpful or who has done some of this for Pacifica in the past, could reach out to the executive director at ed@pacifica.org. Would that be remiss, Stephanie, or is that good since I just did it?
Yep. That would be wonderful. Well, always welcome. Volunteers.
We know that there are some of those people listening now, so if they hear that call, maybe somebody will contact you.
McFadden.
Okay. Go ahead, McFadden.
Okay, I wanted to direct this at Sharon, since you've been treasurer in the past. Has KPFA been using Great Plains all along, or is this a switchover that we're changing?
KPFA has always used Great Plains, and I'm sure there's an error somewhere because obviously listener support should not be negative, and in the past has not been shown as negative. So I seriously doubt it was an issue with the business manager at KPFA, but of course I will follow up, McFadden.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think he mentioned any specific employee, and we should not go there.
Yes, he did previously.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Go ahead, Beth. Go ahead.
Are we wrapping up this item and this business?
If no one else has any other questions, we will. But if you have other questions, have at it.
Well, I don't have other questions for now, but I'd like to move that at the next NFC meeting that the executive director provide a report to the committee on Pacifica's efforts to increase revenue during her first full year's tenure based on the list of potential revenue streams provided by the National Development Task Force and including any other sources that she'd like to point to. I think it would, so that's the end of the motion. I think it would be useful for the finance committee to get a good overview of what Pacifica's efforts are in the way of revenue. A lot of what we've been doing since I came into governance 3 years ago now has been very much focused on the expense side of the ledger. And cutting and cutting and cutting and cutting, and I don't feel like we've given sufficient. I think the books would tend to indicate that we haven't been giving sufficient attention to growing revenue, and that's the other side of the ledger. And I think it's time we get come to grips with that.
Okay, Paul, were you able to get something at that? Yes.
Something.
I can.
What I have is. Okay, you're going to send it. Okay. I guess we'll wait to get that. You're sending it right now, right?
I'm copying it into an email. I can read it again for the sake of discussion, if that would help.
Go ahead. Yeah. Well,
so I moved.
Okay. I look forward to getting the email.
Okay. I move that at the next NFC meeting, the executive director provide a report on Pacific. Excuse me. On Pacifica's efforts to increase revenue during her first full year's tenure, based on the list of potential revenue streams from the National Development Task Force, and including any other sources she'd care to include. That's it. Now I'll copy it into an email and send it.
Paul, is it okay with you if Beth motivates while you're working that up?
Yeah, I'm still looking for it, but sure, let's talk.
Okay. Beth, you want to motivate?
Sure. I was copying it out of my chicken scratches into something that everybody else could read.
I would prefer it if the email goes out before anybody motivates, though.
All right. How's that coming, Beth?
I'm copying it now.
Okay. I think you already did motivate it a little bit in the beginning, so why don't we see if anybody has any discussion? So we're not having some dead air here. Is there any discussion of this idea?
Sharon.
Go ahead, Sharon.
Well, this is the kind of motion that just wastes time, in my opinion, because we'll spend a bunch of time on this. And, you know, the issue is, I believe the stations are supposed to be generating the revenue, not the executive director. So it might be more beneficial to have stations come in and explain what they're going to do. But I understand this is the kind of motion that, you know, governance likes to spend a lot of time talking about. So that's just my comment on it. I think it's a waste of time.
Okay, anybody else?
Kamau, the stack.
Go ahead, Kamau.
I was thinking along the same lines. I don't think it's a waste of time. But I did think, and I'm guessing, does the motion include the executive director's efforts to elicit from the stations their ideas and what they intend to do for their stations to raise revenue? I can see where the executive director could have some of her own personal ideas, but the true nuts and bolts and what the stations have typically done and what is happening on the ground locally is going to drive that revenue. And from them should come the essence of how we're going to get the revenue ship corrected. And I was wondering if this motion includes a report out on her efforts to elicit from the general managers their ideas on how to raise revenue. Is that included in this type of report?
Shall I respond?
Of course. Go ahead.
Okay. It would be my intention that that would be included, that this is the executive director has been very faithful about attending all but two of our regular monthly meetings of the National Development Task Force. Those meetings are open to the entire network. Sometimes we get an occasional executive director. We usually have representation from most of the stations. But the task force had generated a list of potential revenue streams early on. It was Stephanie and I reviewed it at the very first time we sat down over the phone to meet in advance of her first National Development Task Force. And so What I'm looking for is a pretty comprehensive overview of where we stand at each of the stations and what's worked and what hasn't and what efforts have been made and what we should do more of, what we should do less. It's just we give very little attention to revenue, and as a consequence, when we come up short of cash, our only resort left is to start cashing out capital assets. And I think we've devoted plenty of time to talking about that, and no doubt we'll continue without ever taking serious look at our desperate need to develop revenue income from our sources of business, what we're in business to do. So I would hope it would include all of that.
Sharon from the stack.
Go ahead, Sharon.
You know, there's already the governance committee, there's the strategic planning committee, there's the programming committee, there's all these committees that are dealing with programming and revenue and all of those things. And this committee is for the numbers. And we only need to know what the actual revenue is. We don't need to know what the plans are, because that will just be incorporated in a budget projection number. And I do think we've already been spending however much time we're spending here. We're going to spend more time talking about it. It doesn't move the situation forward. As the other person said, it's up to the stations, as I said also. And I just really don't understand why we are talking about this on the NFC, except, as I said before, this is a kind of this motion that, I don't know, people love to talk, but it doesn't do anything. That's my statement.
Okay, anybody else?
Mr. Chair? Yes. Has anybody gotten this email yet? Because I don't have it yet.
Paul, I'll let you know when I send it. It's almost done.
So we're debating something you haven't sent yet. This is not good.
That's what I was asked to do.
Well,
I suggest
this motion's out of order until we get a copy that we can all agree on.
Okay.
If we want the member to read it out, we can piece it together that way. It might be a lot faster than this email that isn't showing up. So we can do that right now.
Maybe once it's written down.
Hold on a minute. We're getting some back and forth here. Beth, I know we started to debate because I was hoping that would fill the time while you got the email out, but are you struggling with that, or is there a problem?
Let me read over the last of it now, and other than that, it's ready to hear. I just want to be sure I've got the grammar right.
Okay, yeah, if you're ready to read it, that's what Arpal suggested.
Sure, I can read it out loud, and then I can hit send. I move that the National Finance at the next National Finance Committee meeting, the ED provide a report on Pacifica's efforts to increase revenue during her first full year's tenure, based on the list of potential revenue streams.
You're way ahead of me now. Let me read what I have.
I'm not that done the, yet. Please let me.
Well,
hold
yeah,
on,
it doesn't
on,
matter.
On,
I'm not writing
on.
It down right now.
Hold on. Everybody, come to order, please. We're not going to have a battle royal here over this. Let's just take it sentence by sentence. Go slowly. Arpal, let her know, as you did, if you're not able to keep up or you're not keeping up. Go ahead again, Beth, please.
I sent it. He can read it himself.
Oh, he will.
You sent it.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Everybody calm down. While Arpal is
okay, what I have is I move that.